This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. I'm a homeschool father of five, Bill Jack in studio from Worldview Academy. It's so important to me that our children have a rooting and grounding in the truth of God's Word. Because, you know, Colossians 2:8, Bill, I just found this verse again a couple days ago. Read it for some folks. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Now, there's a verse that speaks to the influence of the basic principles, that is, the bad worldviews that have the insidious ability to crawl into your systems, undergirding your educational systems, your media, your entertainment, all that, and influence you to the wrong perspective and thereby rob you of the wisdom and the knowledge that we have in Christ.
Yeah, on the other side of the coin is we're to take every thought, what?
Captive. Okay. To the obedience of Christ. Yeah. In other words, let's get on the offensive here as well.
Right.
Not just on the defensive, but it's interesting how these basic principles really constitute that, those fundamental presuppositions that make up a worldview, and there are these worldviews that have worked their way into just about every area of life and are influencing evangelicals big time. Here's an example of this. This is one of the most shameful reports I think I've ever seen, a shameful, horrible commentary concerning Christians, Christian evangelicals even, self-professed evangelicals. Bill, Lifeway Research now reports that evangelicals are more concerned about the economy, healthcare, and immigration than they are about the issues of Christian liberty and abortion. So it's interesting here that where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. I think they've been taken captive, Bill. I think they've been taken captive. I think they've been robbed through philosophy and empty deceit according to the basic worldview of the humanists that seem to be dominating in the universities and the media these days. The evangelicals have been taken captive. They're not taking anybody captive by and large.
Oh, absolutely. And where do they send their children to be educated? Where were they educated?
Back into the K-12 schools, the public schools, and the
right.
universities.
And so
that's
what
where they're being
is,
educated.
You know, what you pour into a person's mind will determine what he thinks, and what he thinks will determine how he acts regardless of his heartfelt faith. We were raising schizoid or schizophrenic Christians. They love Jesus with their hearts, but they're trained to think secularly. And this particular research shows that generally Christians are not thinking biblically, they're thinking secularly.
Proverbs 29:18, again, where there is no vision, the people perish. There is just so little vision in the land. Why? Because he that keeps the law, happy is he. And that's the way the verse ends. And people don't want to go there. They don't want to talk about the law. They don't want to talk about God's word and how it objectively teaches us how to think concerning things like metaphysics, epistemology, and ethics. But they don't want to go to God's word because they've been taught not to go to God's word to find anything relating to that which describes right and wrong. And so I think what's happened here, Bill, is that they've taken upon themselves a basic humanist perspective concerning epistemology, metaphysics, and ethics, and they still retain some little Jesus figurine on the dashboard of their car, and that's pretty much it. Well, friends, here are the results of this Lifeway research concerning the political positions of evangelicals. Now, this is, again, rather depressing, so you're going to have to sit down, maybe get a glass of water, and pray like crazy as we go through these results. Only 28% of evangelicals thought abortion was an important issue in politics. Almost twice the percentage wanted good health care, that is, getting more money from the government to save their skins while babies are slaughtered by the millions around this country. Bill, this is shameful. It's just shameful.
Well, it goes back to self-centeredness.
Yeah.
It goes back to what Francis Schaeffer said, it's personal peace and prosperity.
That's what they're going for.
Yeah, just leave me alone, give me what I want, and I'm not going to make waves in the culture about somebody that's far removed from me.
Only 28% of evangelicals thought abortion was an important issue in politics. That's evangelicals, self-professed evangelicals,
right,
who believe ostensibly that somehow Jesus saves them, that somehow Jesus forgives them of their sins. Jesus loves me, this I know, I'll keep on rolling with the flow, and so forth and so on. Only 28% of evangelicals thought abortion was an important issue in politics. 46% more evangelicals are concerned about immigration than abortion. Kill the babies, that's okay, but don't let the Mexicans in here. It's kind of sad, Bill.
Well, again, what you're seeing is what's emphasized in the news. Abortion is not main story news. They want to bury that.
Yeah.
So you would see that as a result, that people would not be thinking about abortion. And because immigration is in the news, then that's going to be an issue that is going to be in the forefront of people's minds, and how they think about it will be determined basically by the news.
Which means, friends, worldview matters in the news. That's why we do a Worldview in 5 Minutes program as part of the Generations Ministry. This we believe to be critical, absolutely critical, for the evangelical mind, for any Christians left in the Western world. We must not be giving ourselves up to the media and to the secular media, whether it be Hollywood or whether it be Fox News, NBC, CBS, ABC. We cannot be giving ourselves up. We can't be allowing our worldview to be formed by those who do not have a distinctively biblical world and life view in the formation of their ethics. Be back with more in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast. Family relationships are important because this is the context in which the grace of God really shines. Our team at Generations is excited to introduce a brand new homeschool online summit, and it's launching on October 14th. It's called the Family Relationship Summit, and we are bringing 25 of the best relationship speakers into this online summit the week of October 14th through the 19th. We're praying that this summit will equip your family with God's wisdom in cultivating your closest relationships. We want to equip you to communicate with truth and grace in the home, and strengthen your family's unity, even through conflict, and lead your family to become a world-changing force for the kingdom of God. Our speakers this time include Bodie Bauckham, Ken Ham, Stephen Kendrick, Ted Tripp, and Eric and Leslie Ludi. The Homeschool Summit, the Family Relationship Summit, is coming up October 14th through the 19th. Sign up for free right now. For a limited time, you can sign up for free at generations.org/relationships. Sign up today for this online summit at generations.org/relationships. And we are back on the Generations Broadcast, friends. An absolutely shameful report coming out of Lifeway Research concerning evangelicals and their voting patterns. Only 28% of evangelical thought killing of babies was an important issue that needed to be dealt with by politics. Almost twice the percentage wanted good health care. And what, 69% went for socialism, government's role in dealing with poverty. 66% went with social justice. And it turns out that social justice, socialism, 50 to 60% more important in the mind of the evangelical than the pro-life issue. Yet unbelievably, Bill, 80% of evangelicals say, quote, "I apply biblical principles to my views." I mean, and they're still saying that.
At the same time.
That.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's terrible.
It says, the teachings of my local church have influenced my political views. You know what the percentage of those who strongly agree? 19%.
Not very high.
Not very high at all.
They're not paying attention to what the Bible really says.
Because they're not being taught. They're not being led to think critically from a biblical worldview.
The majority of them are prioritizing socialism. They prioritize social. 70% of evangelicals are right behind Karl Marx. They're not behind Scripture. They don't care what Scripture says. They say they care about Scripture, but they don't care about Scripture because they're paying way more attention to Karl Marx than they are to the Scriptures. And because I think they're sitting at the feet of secular schools and the media. Much, much more so than they are sitting at the feet of their pastors. I don't think they're listening to what the pastors are saying.
Right. But then how many of the pastors have a biblical worldview?
Well, maybe that's true, too. Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker, friends. 36% say the Bible has actually changed their political views. Only 36% say the Bible changes their political views, which means they're not repenting, they're not renewing their minds according to the will of God. They're conforming to the world. What does Romans 12, 1 and 2 say? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing,
removing of your minds. Yeah.
That may be what's happening with evangelicals.
That's because we're mindless followers of an antiquated religion, is what the culture tells us. We are to think God's thoughts after him. We'll just need to be clear on that because our listeners are going to go, wait, that's not my translation. It's not the removing, it's the renewing of our minds.
But their minds aren't being renewed. They admit it. Only 36% say the Bible has actually changed their minds. Only 36% of evangelicals in the survey say, yeah, the Bible changes my mind. Only, what was it, 19% say that their pastors have had some influence upon them. Yet, here's the kicker, 74% get their news from television. Television was number one on the media influences in their life. And as you know, Bill, television tends to be at the far left of all of cultural influences in our world today. And friends, 74% of evangelicals are glued to the television set. I don't watch television. I haven't watched television in years. The evangelical world being brainwashed by television. 80% of the online news sources, that was number two on the list of the media influences in their life, 80% of the online news sources were liberal, CNN and left. Do you notice that, Bill? Some 20% are still paying attention to Fox News and Drudge. But, friends, this is the reason. They're not sitting at the feet of their pastors. They're not sitting at the feet of the Word of God. No, the evangelicals, 80% of them are getting their news from CNN, from the liberal Huffington Post, from the liberal ABC, NBC, CBS, from CNN. 80% of evangelicals are glued to CNN and Huffington Post, friends. Only 20% to Fox News and Drudge. It's interesting, nobody in the survey mentioned The Worldview in 5 minutes. Not one evangelical mentioned World Magazine. I would pick World Magazine
for
The Worldview
in
5 minutes as something of a Christian outlook, a Christian worldview as it pertains to the news. I wouldn't say Fox News really has a self-consciously biblical perspective in what prioritizes the news, what's important for the news, and how the Word of God establishes ethics, the definition of right and wrong in respect to what our politicians are doing.
I wonder if it was a choice or if they just asked, what do you get your, you know, if there was a list of sources and perhaps some of those sources like World Magazine were left off.
Well, it's too bad, friends. Nobody in the survey actually mentioned World Magazine, The Worldview in 5 minutes, or any Christian worldview news source. Not one person. The Lifeway organization itself apparently was ignoring the possibility of a Christian worldview applied to the area of journalism in the present day. Shameful, shameful, shameful. Evangelicalism is of no real use as a Christian influence in our world today. No wonder the evangelical world is Marxist and generally anti-life, according to this Lifeway survey. You know, the evangelical world is setting their agenda by the humanist mainstream media. That's just what's happening, Bill. I don't think it's as much the university. I think it's just 80% are tuning in to the liberal left when it comes to media. This is what evangelicals do. This is where they're picking up their ethics. Number one, the world has a perspective on homosexuality and abortion. Number two, they ignore the law of God, which also has a perspective on things like homosexuality and abortion. See, they have to ignore the Word of God, and they have to sit at the feet of the humanist homosexuals. Both have to happen for this kind of catastrophe.
Yeah. I think I told you this before, but years ago I went to see what was going on at an Operation Rescue event here in Denver. And the next day, it was Sunday, I went to Sunday school, and I just asked, hey, what did you think about Operation Rescue? Oh, that was terrible. Oh, it was terrible. I said, where did you get your information? They said, from the local news. I said, well, I happened to be there. Here's exactly what happened. It's the exact opposite of what you saw. And these are the same people with whom I'd had conversations about how liberal the media is and how they didn't trust the media. But where do they get their information? They still go to the liberal media source. So we're influenced by what we pour into our minds.
I think the bottom line, friends, is the majority of evangelicals don't even care what the Bible says. They say they're committed to biblical principle, but they don't really read it. They don't really use the Word of God to change their minds, to bring about a fundamental repentance and a renewing of their minds. The majority of evangelicals don't care what God says. They're listening to what Huffington Post says. They're listening to what CNN and ABC say. Bill, charity and welfare is not the government's job.
What?
It's your job, Bill.
What?
Charity is not the government's
job. Not my
job.
I pay taxes.
It's your job, Bill.
I pay taxes. Let the government.
Bill, I'm talking to an evangelical right now, Bill.
Yeah?
You don't reach into the government's pocket or your neighbor's pocket to grab for other people's money.
Well, the government's reached into my pocket. They should fund all these things.
No, that's
the thinking of the many
evangelicals. Right. You reach into your own wallet, and that's because they're selfish. That's because they're Marxist. That's the last thing they want to do is to reach into their own pocket, pull out their wallet, and share of their own resources for the poor. They're selfish. They're covetous. They're greedy. They want the government to take care of it. Friends, the majority of evangelicals, they're not paying attention to what God says. They don't want to hear what God says. Charity and welfare is not the government's job. It's your job. And by the way, justice for the civil magistrate is not social justice, redistributing wealth. It's killing murderers. It's killing abortionists who kill babies. And that's the last thing on the mind of the evangelical. But I don't think they really care what the Bible says. For those who do care, Romans 13, rulers are a terror to the evil. Rulers are a terror to abortionists. Why? Because he is God's minister. He does not bear the sword in vain. He's an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. At the end of the day, are Christians really that interested in what the Bible says? Or are they going to argue over whether that was the KJV or not? You can just hear somebody saying, yeah, but he didn't read it in the KJV.
Yeah, exactly.
Always diverting the conversation. Always more inclined to align their ideas to the worldly media than to actually do what the Bible says and believe what the Bible really says. You know, the Bible also has to set the agenda as to what the highest important issue is, and that was the question asked by the Lifeway Research. And again, this is an ethical issue. God sets the standards for what is of highest importance. Not the media, not Marx, but the Word of God. Genesis 9:6 makes it really clear. It's the very first civil law that God gives to Noah after they came off the ark. And what was it? If man sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. That's the top priority for the civil magistrate. It's kill the murderer, period. It's not the redistribution of wealth. It's kill the murderer. You know, the bottom line is really what Jesus says in Matthew 15. And this is the word to the evangelicals today. Now, I know he spoke to the Pharisees in Matthew 15, but he speaks to the evangelical Pharisees. These people draw near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. They lift their hands, they have their worship teams, but their heart is far from me because they ignore my commandments. That's what Jesus said. Matthew 15, why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me as a gift from God, then he does not need to honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition, you hypocrites. I'm not sure that there would be too many evangelicals clapping for Jesus when he went after the Republican and Democrat Sadducees and Pharisees, who were more committed to CNN and Fox News than to the Word of God. But this is what Jesus says, is your problem is that you really didn't respect my commandments. That's the problem with you. Now, Bill, as we wrap this up, I'm a little bothered by the questions that were missing in the survey from Lifeway. You know, one of the best ways to understand a worldview is to ask yourself, okay, what was missing? Not just what's there, but what was missing?
What's not there.
What's not there, yeah. Well, there's nothing on homosexuality, nothing on sodomy, nothing on marriage or divorce. You notice that? I did a search for something like all 380 pages. This is a huge report from Lifeway, ERLC, which is their political cultural arm for the Southern Baptists. Okay, so they don't even mention homosexuality. They don't even mention marriage or divorce. Not one word on marriage. Does that shock you?
Yeah, it does.
When it came to issues, nothing on the use of abortifacient birth control either. Why? Because, friends, there's a huge amount of repentance that needs to happen in the church relating to abortifacient birth control, divorce, and remarriage, and this issue of homosexuality. They're all related. And friends, you can bet they're not going to discuss that. Why? Because they're busy making the commandments of God of none effect by their traditions and by their priorities and their agendas. So study the Bible, read the Bible. What do you find? God destroys nations for two reasons. Not for the immigration policies, by the way, and not for their health care policies, that somebody didn't get enough to cover their abortifacient birth control pills. Okay, that wasn't the condition upon God's judgment upon the nations in the Old Testament. God destroys nations for two reasons: the shedding of innocent blood and the mass proliferation of sexual perversion. And that's why he would destroy America. But, of course, these issues not important to evangelicals today. Keeping Mexicans out of your precious little neighborhood won't save your country if you're busy shedding innocent blood and allowing the mass proliferation of sexual perversion and allowing it and enforcing it in the K-12 schools and the Title IX college institutions in the country. Folks, distributing more of other people's money until you run out of it, that's not going to help you. All your social justice and your socialism programs, not going to help you when it comes to the judgment of God, brimstone and fire coming down on a nation that sheds innocent blood and allows the mass proliferation of sexual perversion. This is just shameful, Bill. This is just shameful. But let's not throw all conservative Christians under the bus. There are still faithful Christians across this country. I just interviewed Randy Wilson from the Family Research Council.
Family Research Council, good friend of mine.
So I think we have to be careful. But, Bill, as I'm wrapping up this program, Bill, I got to thinking there's something very, very wrong with Lifeway surveys on evangelicals. There's something very, very wrong with this. Something horrifically wrong with the mind of the evangelical. And when I would consider the mass majority of evangelicals, there's something wrong with that title. I don't think I want to be called an evangelical anymore.
I decided years ago that I was not an evangelical. Now, what do we call ourselves?
Here's what we call ourselves.
Orthodox.
Revelation 14:12 Christians. And I love this Revelation 14:12. I love the Word of God. I love how the Word of God will, bring it down to a nub, a real head, in some verses. Say, okay, this is who we are. This is what we're all about. And there are some verses that just do that.
Yeah.
Revelation 14:12. Why don't we just call ourselves the Revelation 14:12 Christians? Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. That pretty much wraps it up. That summarizes it. This summarizes the faith. Those who love Jesus and they love God's laws, they keep his commandments and they love Jesus and they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. It seems to me maybe we should use the scriptures as a means
to define who we are.
Defining us. Exactly. Yeah. Let's use the Bible. That's kind of radical. Is that surprising to you that we would use the Bible to define us?
Kind of biblical.
Yeah. Getting down to kind of biblical today on generations. If LifeWave calls me up on the survey and they ask me if I'm an evangelical, I say, no. If they ask me, are you a Revelation 14:12 Christian? I'll say, yeah, that's who I am. That's where the true faith will settle out in the end times between the time that John wrote the book and the end when Jesus comes back. This is what describes us. We love Jesus. We love the commandments of God. We keep the commandments of God. We keep the faith of Jesus. Hang in there, friends. Keep the faith of Jesus and keep the commandments of God. And I would encourage you to our little series, Keep the Faith, on education and family and sexuality. Those little books, Keep the Faith, a short little series of little hardback books. They're potent, but they contain the biblical position on the hot button issues of the day. Friends, Keep the Faith series available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.